Hello, everyone. This podcast is presented by Studio 3, an in-house production studio of Dongrela.com.
I love the colors that you see underwater because I've seen colors that you can never even imagine.
I love to look at problems in an analytical way and take them apart and look at the pieces and see what is there.
When I come into any type of case problem, I immediately switch my anthropologist on.
Right after undergrad, I moved to Austria and taught English there in the Alps and snowboarded. Probably snowboarded more than taught English.
There's a lot of adventure in the world, and there's no point in just picking one.
You know, it always amazes me just how diverse the group is. You know, when I think about the team I'm working with right now, I mean, we have, you know, a guy who is a former investment banker.
Someone else drove submarines. It was fantastic.
An attorney who was a special prosecutor at The Hague who used to prosecute international war criminals.
Somebody fresh out of college who got a degree in English.
And then we had someone who was an MBA. And it was awesome.
Without that diversity, you wouldn't have any of the magic.
Gosh, like you've had this amazing set of experiences over the course of your life, and you can bring that to our environment and have that in just totally differential voice.
But I've actually been a partner in three other consulting firms. My experience is that BCG is a totally different place.
We start with an unbelievably comprehensive understanding of the client and their environment. And we do that by bringing together not just a powerful team, but a powerful team that has a lot of different perspectives. And so when we come to the client site, it's people who are all thinking about different facets of the client organization. And so it's not about saying, you know, I've done this type of problem before. I'm going to take this framework and recycle it or maybe update it.
Let's come up with something totally different, something that nobody has ever done before.
You know, I've had clients who've said, I've completely changed how people think about my category. And I've had the biggest competitors completely reeling going, oh my gosh, how do we even think about starting to deal with this? You know, it's all about taking that problem that any normal, rational person would look at and say, wow, like this is really complicated, ambiguous, kind of ugly. And you get completely fired up by taking that and saying, I'm going to put some logic around this, and I'm going to break it down into its critical parts, and from there, get to a solution.
Since we have a very flat structure, everybody feels very comfortable discussing their unique perspectives.
I'm always pushing the associates on my team to challenge the thinking of the client. I want them to challenge me.
And it doesn't matter how senior you are. It's what's going to get us to that really interesting, unique, new solution. That's what matters.
I love hypothesizing with teams and drawing things on the board and scratching up pieces of paper and throwing them away dramatically until we come up with an answer.
You could, on your first day at BCG, be assigned to a project where you'll be dealing with or presenting the CEO of a Fortune 500 company.
Starting a new project is almost like entering a foreign country at times. You parachute into a project. You may not know what's going on at first. You have to learn very quickly. And that pace of learning is exciting.
If I'm in New York today and finish my project on Friday, on Monday I would be in China working on a completely different project for a completely different client in a completely different industry.
Never get to stop and get comfortable is what makes this job phenomenal.
No way you can get bored.
When you're working in such a high-paced environment, you develop professionally at a much faster pace.
You take people who are really strong at what they do, and then you push them even further.
Once you have that tool set, you know, sky's the limit on what you can achieve. And that's why so many BCG employees and former consultants are successful in other industries. When you leave BCG, if you decide to leave, they're immensely supportive.
Quincy is a new brand of professional apparel for young, ambitious women.
We did our first photo shoot on the roof of the New York office, and you know, we never thought that we would ever be able to do that, but it was really awesome to be able to come back and to tell everyone that, you know, this is where Christina and I used to work.
When I first got started with BCG, I had never negotiated a commercial contract before. Fast forward a couple of years, and I'm essentially serving as the VP of business development for this startup called Orbitz. Orbitz was a great ride. You know, we created an internet site that now is the world's second largest travel site. But it wasn't the be-all, end-all. Fast forward a couple more years after that, Orbitz has gone public for $1.4 billion, and I'm quitting to go start another online travel site, Kayak. If you go with the tried and true method, which is always looking at the same way, you're not going to get to a different outcome.
When I worked as a journalist in Europe, I did feel like I wasn't solving problems. In foreign aid, I got to look at solving problems, but I didn't necessarily get to look at long-term impact. I didn't know about aggregate impact.
There are some large problems in this world, and I happen to work in healthcare, and healthcare is something that I think everybody would agree is broken. I personally believe that BCG is going to be part of the answer.
As a physicist, I was working on the absolute cutting edge of human knowledge, and so there was definitely a sense that we were contributing to the world. And I worried that when I left academia, that might not be true.
I've had the opportunity to work on a very interesting project that will fundamentally change the global capital markets environment.
At BCG, I get to work with big businesses in a way that helps me see how they work and how there might be a better way down the road to do something greater for the world.
We're going to evolve the thinking about healthcare.
One of the coolest moments any BCGer will ever have is the day that the Wall Street Journal comes and something you've done is on the front page.
In such a small tenure, I've been able to work on a project that will be remembered for a very long time. You know, I probably will tell my grandkids about it.
I've always been astounded when you actually put some numbers behind what the impact of our work is. I've had cases where work that we have done and the translation into valuation in the marketplace has been on the order of $2-3 billion. I mean, that's ridiculous. This is where it goes from kind of an academic intellectual exercise to something absolutely exceptional.
Thank you for listening. For more such amazing podcasts, please log on to dongrilla.com.